You know, we have to treat every guy like he's a big threat. We have to treat him as a starter. And everyone, we have to be disciplined, which Iowa usually is. And we just have to play our keys, and everyone has to fly around to the ball.
It's tough when you get knocked out of the Big Ten race. It seemed like last year after that was kind of out of the picture, we had the Minnesota game where there was a bit of a let-up. Is it? I know you don't necessarily pay attention to it every day, but does it have an effect when you know that one of your main goals is gone?
I mean, sure, but you know the major fact that we're focused on is just winning. Whatever week it is, especially getting our first win on the road. So, you know, I'm not really paying attention to that championship race or whatever, because everything can change every week. So anyone can win and anyone can lose. We're just trying to focus on getting this first win on the road.
Well, you mentioned the first win on the road. Is it a tiresome subject at this point, not having won a road game and hearing about it?
It's not really tiring. It's just something that we all want to get. We definitely want to get this win, and we need this win. And especially, you know, our two last games are definitely on the road, so we just want to focus on beating Purdue and then moving forward from there.
Well, what's been different on the road? I mean, it's been, I think, five games now going back to last year. What makes it harder?
You know, you have the crowd. You know, usually if you have any errors, the other team, they usually compliment off of that or capitalize off of that. And hopefully we can try to have the short field for the other team, or for us, for our offense, and move forward from there. So we definitely have to hit on every phase of the game, and that's something that we didn't do last week.
Sean, do you feel in this regard that the home team is more focused than the visiting team?
Well, as you saw last week, that the home
more
team,
into it.
Well, as you saw last week, it really didn't matter. It's based on whoever has the less amount of errors. Everyone who's doing their job and flying to the ball usually wins the game.